In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back with Chris Curd, former Pitt football player, played with Larry Fitzgerald, Antonio Brine, all those guys. Now he is a flag football guru, I'll call him, in Pittsburgh, travels around the world promoting the game. We're going to have NFL players one way or another, it looks like, at the flag football event at the Olympics in L.A. in 2028. So let's go offense only. It's 5-on-5, Chris has told us. And you have so there's a quarterback and four eligibles. There's ways the quarterback technically not allowed to run, but there's ways if you snap it first and then snap it to your quarterback, he can run. So basically, he can run as far as I'm concerned. I just want to build, and I know, Chris, you said that some of the guys already on the U.S. team might be on the team. Let's just pretend for a minute it's going to be five NFL guys on offense, or you can pick an athlete from anywhere else to be on this thing, an Olympic sprinter, somebody else, anybody, everybody's eligible, right? In the whole country?
Absolutely.
Five guys on offense, me, you, Bob, and Limits are going to build a fantasy team for flag football. Bob, you get the first pick. I'm going to give you the first pick. Chris, you'll go second. Me, and then Limits, and it'll be a snake draft. So Limits gets two picks in a row. Limits, you give us the ESPN intro for each pick, and you also keep track of our teams, okay?
Anything else you'd like me to do for you?
No, keep track of our teams. Give everybody the ESPN intro.
Nice.
Bob, with the first pick.
With the first pick in this flag football draft, I will select Lamar Jackson.
Oh, man, that hurts, doesn't it, Chris?
That 100% hurts. Because that's where I was going.
I mean, I knew you all were. I was happy you told me I went first. But if you're Austin now, two picks can very be good at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Here coming.
Yeah, he can so have a big advantage. So this is offense only again. We're building our flag football offense for L.A. So five guys. All right, Chris is up.
I'm going to go with, this is not a dark
horse. Wait for your intro.
With the first overall selection for Team Curd, we're going to go with Saquon Barkley.
Oh.
All-around athlete. Ooh. All around.
All right. I'm up. I'm ready, too.
All right, Joe, let's hear it.
My first selection from the Washington Commanders is going to be Jaden Daniels, who can throw the length of the field and run the length of the field on any given snap. Limits, you're up. Did you like that pick, Chris?
I did. That's a good one.
You know, I'm really wondering, should you go quarterback first or could you go skill position guy first?
You can do anything you want.
Since you get back-to-back
picks. You get two picks. Pick them both right here.
I will do both. With the first pick in the flag football draft, Team Limits selects Josh Allen, quarterback, Buffalo Bills.
That hurts. That really hurts.
I'm stunned that you didn't pick him, Joe.
Well, I have Jaden Daniels, for God's sake.
Josh Allen is better than Jaden Daniels. And he's your guy in Buffalo. I can't believe you didn't pick your Buffalo guy.
Go, take your next pick, Limits.
Bob, have you noticed any tension between me and Joe during today's show?
A lot, and it has to do with the fact that he called you Little Limits.
I think that might be a big part of it.
I feel bad for him.
Thank you, Chris. With the second pick in the 2025 flag football draft, Team Limits selects Justin Jefferson, wide receiver.
Good one.
Minnesota Viking.
Good one.
Okay, I'm up. We go
no,
back.
You're not.
Yeah, we go back my way.
Oh, back your way.
Yeah, it is.
Bob's trying to deprive me of my pick.
Trying to sabotage.
I'm just desperate. You're going to take the one I want.
With my second pick in the L.A. flag football draft, I'm taking Patrick Mahomes, and I'm going to achieve my dream of a two-quarterback offense.
Ooh, it's risky. You stole it from
not
me.
Not a good pick.
That's why you wanted to jump me.
Not a good – Patrick Mahomes is not a good pick.
I mean,
limits.
You never – listen, the athletic – he can't run. Like what
I know,
guys.
But he's elusive but behind the line.
He is.
And he's going to be accurate.
Yes, 100%.
Plus, I bet he can catch.
He'd be all right. Yeah. He got the baseball background. He probably could.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're up.
All right, here we go. For the second overall pick for Team Curd, I'm going to go with wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Ooh, great pick.
Very nice pick indeed.
That one came out of nowhere. Yeah. Tell us about that pick.
I'm all-around athlete.
Yeah.
All-around athlete. If you watch his route running, his catchability, his yards after the catch, one of the greatest guys in the league, in my opinion.
Love it.
Undersold to me.
Love it. Bob?
With my second pick of this 2025 flag football draft, the Pompano ain't easy team is going for DK Metcalf.
Solid. Got size. Size is there.
Imagine if there's an interception, he chases a guy down for 68
yards. I was just
yards.
Looking at a video. I was trying to figure out how fast he went, and I found out how fast he went on that at 22 miles an hour at that chasing that guy down. Yeah. That impressed me more than anything.
Yeah. Who's next, Bob? You get another pick.
With my third pick, I'm going to take Ja'Marr Chase.
Oh, that was my pick.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Nobody can argue with that one. Chris, you're up.
Let's go. So for my third overall pick for Team Curd, I'm going to go quarterback, Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow.
Oh.
Accuracy's there.
Accuracy. They need accuracy.
Yep.
I'm up limits. You ready?
Let's do it.
With the third overall pick for Team Joe, I'm going to go with Martavis Bryant.
Oh.
What?
Left
this
field.
Is gigantic,
left
isn't
field.
It?
He wants
he
a tall
still
guy.
Play.
He can still run. He gets
right down the field. Jumps. I think this is gigantic. You're up limits
you
with two picks.
Martavis Bryant?
Chris, don't you think he'd be great at
I mean,
this?
He's got the size, man. The size.
And the speed.
Yeah,
the size, the speed
yeah, component.
I mean, that's something.
That is going to matter. Like,
yeah.
No joke.
Bob, I think I just made the pick of the draft.
I don't.
Limits, you're up.
With the third pick for the Team Austin City Limits draft, the Team Limits selects Brock Bowers, tight end.
That's pretty
for
good.
For the Raiders.
I mean, that's jump balls, right, Chris?
He's got the height,
but, yeah, but
speed,
he
though,
speed.
Man. I was going to say,
that's a terrible pick,
but
to be honest.
No,
all,
but,
of all you
but,
had to pick, you picked
the,
him?
Wait a
one
second, though.
One of the greatest tight end rookie seasons of all time.
Chris, there's two-point conversions are from where in this league?
I think from the 10. So two are from the 10.
I mean, he's nice to have for those.
Oh, of course. I mean, the size is there, you know, but I won't lie to you. Like, you've got to be able to separate.
Yeah.
It's
very questionable pick limits. Next.
Thank you very much. All right, with my next pick. Team Limits selects C.D. Lamb, wide receiver.
Ooh.
Cowboys. Took Chris's pick, apparently.
That was the pick of the draft,
exactly
maybe,
right,
Chris.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
the pick of the draft. Okay. All right, I'm up. Give me the music.
All right, Joe.
On a team that already features Jaden Daniels, Patrick Mahomes, and Martavis Bryant, assuming he's eligible, Bob, for the games and passes all the tests involved.
Well, marijuana's okay now, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's true. I am going to take Noah Lyles, the current fastest man on the planet. And I need to make sure I don't make any mistake on my application and accidentally bring in Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette, Bob. I'm going with Noah Lyles.
I can't imagine that.
That's a good call.
Team
speed.
Let me ask you this, Chris. Would Team USA allow Noah Lyles to do both? Like, would the track and field coaches say, no, there's not a chance you're going to go do that?
Now, that is actually a really good.
Yeah. Well, this is all a test in theory limits since
right.
this
theory.
Isn't actually happening for us. But
I mean,
you might
know.
Be right about that. I mean, you did mention the other day to me that he might be good with an Olympic sprinter, especially on defense, though.
100%.
But I think this guy, I mean, I have to be able to make use of the fastest man on planet Earth.
100%. And at the rusher spot, if you can teach him how to break down and pull a flag,
oh.
like it's dangerous. And you're not even asking them to go that far. You know?
No.
You're not. It's just-
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just like from here to there.
Exactly.
Look at the flag.
You're up.
Okay, here we go. Come on, is this fourth pick?
Yeah.
You have Barkley,
St. Brown, and Burrow.
Oh, he stole my fourth pick. All right, so here we go. My fourth overall pick for Team Curd. We're going to go wide receiver Philadelphia Eagles, A.J. Brown.
Oh, my God.
I'm going all athlete. I want all just athletes, multi-purpose guys I can kind of put wherever and can do whatever. And
imagine one of those 5'8 guys from Austria in a knee brace trying to cover A.J. Brown. I mean, that's going to be ridiculous.
That man nightmares.
Bob, you're up with your final two picks.
Two picks for Pompin Ain't Easy. The first of which will be Devon Achane from the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, my gosh. That's my favorite pick in the draft.
I thought you liked Martavis Bryant.
But Achane.
Achane can move it.
He's a sprinter. Chris, what a pick by Bob.
That's a good one. That's definitely a good one. I think my last one is going to kind of throw everybody for a curve.
Well, mine might too.
What do you got, Bob?
With the last pick, my last pick for this flag football draft in the year 2025, Pompin Ain't Easy says Kylian Mbappe, Real Madrid.
A soccer guy?
Can I take a soccer guy?
Sure.
Technically, yes.
Wait. Do you ever watch him play?
Is he American?
And what influenced me is Chris just told me that you can't stiff arm people here. You have to have good hip movement.
Is he American?
No.
You can't take him for the U.S. team, Bob. That's your team. Well,
you're taking guys from all over the place, aren't you?
Who can play for Team USA?
I thought you were just taking athletes,
Sydney,
period.
Can you believe this guy?
I didn't know you said international stars from all over.
I said anybody in the world, but an American for an American team.
All right, fine. Right. Then I have a plan B in my last pick. Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Pompin Ain't Easy will take.
He's going to take Andy LaRoche. Go ahead, Bob.
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. Who would argue with that?
That speed is deadly. The cheetah. That's
going to be. Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. All right, Team Curd, finish it off.
All right, this is definitely a dark horse. I know you guys weren't thinking about this one. So for the final pick for Team Curd, I'm going to actually go with the second quarterback, but overall
he's influenced you.
You have influenced me some. I won't lie, Joe, you did. But this guy, with his size and his speed.
Let me guess. Justin Fields?
Kyler Murray.
I was thinking of him.
Kyler Murray would be unbelievable
you
in
had
flag
it.
Football.
You had it. Kyler Murray. Because understand something. Yeah, that size, asking someone 6'2", 6'3", to go down and get the flag off someone that small is a nightmare.
And that's shifty.
And that
you got to have shifty moves. Yeah, absolutely.
Kyler Murray.
All right, I finish off my team. Jaden Daniels, Patrick Mahomes, Martavis Bryant, Noah Lyles, and my final pick is Ellie De La Cruz.
That's a good pick. I like that pick. I like that pick much better than Martavis Bryant for you.
Who is he with?
Cincinnati Reds. Shortstop. He's 6'5".
He's unbelievable.
He can do everything. And he's got shifty speed.
He's one of the top five athletes on the whole planet.
That's a very good pick.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob. Limits?
Is Cordarrelle Patterson eligible to be drafted?
Only if Artie Smith is doing the drafting.
With the fifth and final pick of the flag football draft, Team Austin City Limits selects Christian McCaffrey, running back from San Francisco.
Good one.
Solid pick.
Good
solid
one. All around.
Real nice pick. Let me make sure about Ellie De La Cruz here, about something with him.
About where he is from?
Yeah. Where is he from?
I think the DR.
DR,
yes.
So, Joe, you have to repick.
Would you like to take...
You didn't make fun of me. You made fun of me. I'm not making fun of you. I thought that was a good pick.
Wait. Is he also an American citizen or no?
That's a good question. I mean, baseball, it's always a little.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's always a little gray.
I don't know. Maybe we don't know maybe that. He became an American citizen.
I think we have to withdraw.
What?
I'm not sure.
Then I'll take
you. Have to repick because we have absolutely no confirmation. So we cannot allow it.
Go with Tara Owens. Go with Yo.
Well, within the next 2 years, I'll have him become an American citizen. He's not. Can I do that?
There's one obvious pick that we have not made.
Bijan Robinson.
Well,
no. How about Ashton Gibbs?
Ashton Gibbs.
I'm thinking Pitt.
Jameer Gibbs.
That'd
be a nice one.
Is that your pick?
He'd be
no,
a nice one.
Here's the one that we missed that I probably should have taken my last pick, but I didn't know if we had to take a running back. Nobody picked Travis Hunter. I feel like he'd be
great in
this.
I know, because we were going all offense, but you're right.
He does play offense, too.
He's all around. All-around athlete.
He might be a top pick if we're just picking the team.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping they give him an opportunity on both sides of the ball.
They said they would.
I hope so.
They need to, don't they?
Well, for me, I'm one of these kind of purists where it's like kids need to be multi-sport athletes.
Yeah.
And when you can hold someone like him up and go, I mean, I don't know if you guys ever look online. Look at some of his basketball footage from high school. Unreal. Like
ridiculous.
The fact that Colorado didn't just go, hey, put on a uniform and be our seventh guy off the bench. Like, he's that good at basketball, too.
Last question. We got about, I don't know, 20 seconds. Are guys going to play? Because the Packers GM was like, this is an injury risk. Is John Harbaugh going to say, yeah, Lamar, go to L.A. and play in this?
I think it's going to be one of these tough things where even if a player has the desire to do it, it's going to have to be a collective decision with their management. You know, I would argue, too, those with international ties, there might be a little more lenience because there's a marketability factor to it. So if you're from Seattle.
Well, look at hockey with the Four Nations. They got injured all over the place. Matthew Tkachuk was out for, and that could have hurt them, you know, but it didn't the way
they're
playing.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Another good point by Bob. Read us our teams before we say farewell to Chris.
All right, Joe.
These are offenses.
Let's start with Bob's team. Yeah. Bob has Lamar Jackson, DK Metcalf, Ja'Marr Chase, Devon Achane, and Tyreek Hill.
There's a lot of speed on that ball club,
Bob. I just
want
speed. This is the Todd Graham approach, baby. Let's go.
Mbappe, if he was eligible and he was an American.
I didn't know the rules there. I thought we were just taking great athletes from all over and put them on the team. You can make him American just taking your point.
Right. He's your sixth man.
He's my sixth man.
Usain Bolt's my sixth man in that
equation. Oh, wow. Forgot about him.
Chris's team is Saquon Barkley, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Joe Burrow, A.J. Brown, and Kyler Murray.
See, he knows who to pick. He knows the exact skill set that's needed here. Right,
and
Chris?
He hit on those. Yeah. Kyler Murray put him over the edge, I think.
Yeah.
Joe's very questionable team is Jaden Daniels, Patrick Mahomes, the return of Martavis Bryant, Olympic sprinter Noah Lyles, and Cincinnati Reds outfielder Ellie De La Cruz, who got replaced by who, Joe? Who did you replace Ellie De La Cruz with?
If I have to, Bijan Robinson.
Bijan Robinson.
And your team is who?
My team is Josh Allen, Justin Jefferson, Brock Bowers, CeeDee Lamb, and Christian McCaffrey.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. Chris, this was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And very informative, too. Thank you for coming in.
Opportunity, man. Really.
We should just talk football. You should come on with us once in a while and just talk football.
I would more than be happy to come and do that.
And we'll talk football. That'd be great.
College, talk NFL. I'm a fan of all of it. I'm a big fan, obviously, of flag. But it all is starting to, you know.
Yeah, intersect.
It's our sort of intersect.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what everybody wants.
Right.
Really. Yeah.
Well, let's do that. And certainly in the days leading up to the games in L.A., we'll be talking more flag football. Yeah. Thank you, and thanks, Sydney, for coming in.
Yes, Sydney. She was very quiet over there, very patient.
Press that blue button over there, Sydney, and say hello to everybody. And the mic, which microphone is it, Limits?
It's that microphone.
That microphone right
there. Just pull that over to you.
How are you, Sydney?
Hi, I'm good.
Yeah, you play flag football?
Yeah.
What position? I guess
linebacker.
Linebacker. Do you have any interceptions this year?
Oh, that's a sore subject.
No,
she had about 15 opportunities for like 15 opportunities to catch interceptions.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
you were sure-handed.
Oh, listen, she's Johnny on the spot. She knows where to go.
So you made a lot of tackles. Or
oh yeah,
what are you
she led the team. She led the team in tackles. Yeah.
Are there collisions in this sport?
Yeah.
I saw a couple last year when my daughter played. Inadvertently, people seem to run into each other.
Mm-hmm. As long as it's not intentional and you're trying to take somebody out, right? That's a penalty.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in, Sydney,
and good
luck with your career.
Thanks.
All right. Chris,
guys,
we'll talk
to
you, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Chris.
See you. All right, guys.
Very informative. Appreciate that.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.